Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 8th edition. Seven games slate on tap. Once again, early slate, 1:10 Eastern, 10:10 a.m. Pacific time. Cracking those down. There's a couple games later in the day, but the seven-game main slate should be a doozy. Hope everybody had a great Wednesday because we did. The Phillies came through for us. Overall offense wasn't great, but if you played Brandon Woodruff, you did pretty good because Woodruff got you like 32-plus points. That was beautiful. Everybody else, the pitching was great pretty much across the board, but Woodruff was the game changer. And I was honestly shocked how many in the industry was not touting Woodruff, was not playing Woodruff. He was like 7-8% owned in tournaments. It was mind-boggling to me. Absolutely crazy. And he had a no-no going into like the seventh. So, yeah, the Cubs offense is bad. We're going to talk about him again today with a $6,600 pitcher that might get shelled but might be worth the value. Because the big thing on this seven-game slate, we have some rain to worry about. We got some totals. So let's get at it. Small Thursday slate. So let's have a quick Thursday podcast here. Quick hits, as they say. Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates, total of 8.5. Boston, Baltimore, total 9.5. D-backs, Rockies, and Coors, total of 12. Royals, White Sox, total of 9. Mariners, Twins, total of 8. Brewers, Cardinals, total of 7.5. And that'll do it for the day slate. A couple getaway days, couple openers. So that's why there's the early games for the getaway slash for the openers. So keep that in mind on the getaway guys, especially a lot of day games after night game type stuff. So monitor those accordingly. For your weather, double check these as well. Obviously, I record the night before, so check in the morning. But Chicago, Pittsburgh, wind blowing in from right field about 12 miles an hour. That'll be good. Boston, Baltimore, wind blowing out to left field towards the good old, it's in Baltimore at 11 miles an hour. Kansas City, Chicago, blowing in from right field about 12 miles an hour, 30% chances of rain. Seattle, Minnesota, about 30% chances of rain. Still boggles my mind that they built that beautiful target field without a dome in Minnesota. Like a retractable roof, not that difficult these days. And then Milwaukee, St. Louis, wind blowing out to center, left center, about 11 miles an hour, about 20% chances of rain. So we got some little bit of chances of rain in the Midwest. We got a lot of windy situations, grain of salt type stuff, nothing overly dramatic, but stuff to keep in mind if you're looking for a little bit here or a little bit there. But let's break down the seven-game slate for you. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntrick. If you want to get in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat, it's popping. Just give me your email. Also, if you can rate and review the podcast, that would be much appreciated. MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes and all your other listening platforms. And if you want to watch the video, Roto Baller YouTube channel, subscribe, like, all that good stuff as well. The pitching on this seven-game slate, we got Jose Berrios at $9,800 going up against the Seattle Mariners. This is a big one. Berrios come off that monster outing against the Milwaukee Brewers. Over at 6 shutouts, struck out 12, got you almost 41 DK points. Goes up against a Brew Crew team, and all of these stats, just a heads up, Fangraphs doesn't update till the next day. So these are before Wednesday's games. But goes up against a Brew Crew team that offensively has been challenged. Let's put it that way. Offensively challenged going into the season. They're striking out almost 31% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 172 versus right-handed pitching, and about 0.093 ISO versus right-handed pitching. I usually don't like paying this much for Berrios, but on a slate where he is one of the biggest aces on this slate, there's one other guy we'll talk about here shortly. He's worth the price tag if you're looking for it. I don't mind him in cash games. I'll probably go to this next guy, but he'll be more popular. I don't see a lot of people going to Berrios at 98, and I think he's a good pivot off of the next guy and that next guy. Teammates with Brandon Woodruff. I mentioned yesterday how people forget how good Brandon Woodruff is because Corbin Burns has been like a unicorn and just amazing. So much fun, twinkling everywhere. He's $9,400. He's coming off a gym of his own in his first outing against, well, he faced off with Berrios in that same outing. He went 6 1/3, one solo home run, 11 Ks to go for 33 DK points. He's bumped up to 94 hundo. Great spot here against St. Louis. St. Louis traveling for their home opener from Miami. They got the bats going late against that Miami bullpen, so that was a big one for them there. But when you look at St. Louis as a whole, striking out almost 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 211 batting average against, 158 ISO, so a little bit of pop, lots of swing and misses, which we love with Corbin Burnes. So I got Burnes ahead of Jose Berríos if you're paying up tonight, but both definitely in play. But yeah, I love me some Burnes. Berríos, I feel more confident going farther, so maybe you go Berríos in cash, Burnes in tournaments, or we just find value in playing both. We'll see. The other option up top, it's a little cheaper, and it's kind of more of a floor play, not as much of a ceiling play, as Lance Lynn at $8,700. Even in his debut, only went 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, no earned, 6 Ks ago, 2 walks. But the big thing is here, he only got 17.7 DK points, which is not bad for $8,700, but he threw 99 pitches. And that's what Lance Lynn does. Lance Lynn eats up innings because he throws a ton of pitches. Now he's facing a Royals team that, surprisingly, not too shabby this season. I'm not going to hate on them in that respect, but you know you can target these guys. They did get Hunter Dozier back on Wednesday, so that's a big plus. They're striking out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but they are hitting 302 and with a 221 ISO. So be careful if you're using Lance Lynn, but I love the floor he brings to the table. I think quality starts probably in order with a guy like Lance Lynn. I don't see him going only 4 2/3 again in that scenario, but he's a pivot in this place. But it's Burnes, it's Berríos up top. I like them both a ton. One maybe more so for GPP, one more so for cash, but both equally great plays. Burnes $400 cheaper than Berríos. Maybe they'll nod there as well. We get the return of E-Rod. Eduardo Rodriguez, $7,900 at Baltimore. Mentioned the wind blowing out to left. That's not ideal, but you got Rodriguez, who's been absolutely awesome. Missed the start of the season with dead arm. He was looking great in spring up to that point. He was throwing a ton of pitches, no concerns. He had dead arm, which honestly I wasn't too surprised about considering he missed all of 2020. They just gave him a little break. He's thrown a couple bullpens. He's looked great. Reports after his bullpen session on, I believe, Monday was he's going to pitch Thursday, and he's got no restrictions. That was from Coach Cora. No restrictions. So if that's true, we're talking 80 to 90 pitches probably, maybe 100. But if you're getting 80, 90 pitches, $7,900 against Baltimore, I'm listening. I'm going to listen very, very closely because Baltimore strikes it over 31% of the time versus lefties this season. Flip side, though, they're hitting 378 with a 133 ISO. So lots of swing and miss, but lots of thump as well. So I like the idea you can stack against E-Rod, or you can play E-Rod against Baltimore in a GPP. So it's a very interesting play, not running to do it, but someone to keep an eye on with E-Rod. Other than that, we are punting. You got those guys up top, or you go to Coors Field. John Gray, $7,000. He had a gem against the Dodgers. 5 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks for 20 DraftKings points. He's 7K tonight going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks, a team that is striking out almost 26% of the time versus righties, the 215 batting average against on the season. It is Coors Field, so that's what the discount at 7K is. But if you're looking for a punt, you can go that direction. Or the other punt I'm looking at right now is Tyler Anderson of the Pittsburgh Pirates hosting the Chicago Cubs at $6,600. Early game, wind blowing in, things are lining up for Anderson. He threw 5 innings, 3 runs, 7 Ks against the Cubs last week for 15 DK points. You got a Cubs team that has been ice cold at the plate. We targeted them with Woodruff, obviously, because they've been struggling against righties. Well, they're just struggling as a whole, striking out 27% of the time versus lefties, and the .176 batting average against. So that's something to keep in mind. They do have some pop, at least a 255 ISO. So when they do hit lefties, they hit them hard. But as a whole, a lot of swing and miss. At $6,600, like you saw in Anderson's first start, he got the strikeout, still gave up some runs, put up 15 points. At $6,600, I don't hate it. So that's where we're sitting right now when it comes to pitching. You got Burnes and Berríos up top. Like him quite a bit. As you can tell with the punt options, there's a reason I mentioned Lance Lynn as an option, because you might take his 17-plus point floor in this matchup and be really, really happy with that. E-Rod's interesting GPP play. You got John Gray, and you got Tyler Anderson down below if you want to get freaky deaky. All right, let's go to the bats on this slate. And as you can tell with the pitching, we should have some great spots to target some bats tonight. Starting with the White Sox, you got Grandal at $5,300 versus Keller. Keller got shellacked by Texas in his first start. So you can look at Grandal if you want, or a good pivot if you're paying up. Christian Vasquez is just raking right now. He's $5,200. The Red Sox get Matt Harvey. They get take two. They failed miserably against Matt Harvey last time. But you got Vasquez, who has put up double-digit DK points in 4 straight outings, multi-hit games in 3 of 4, The dude's crushing it. Homer in back-to-back games, even throwing a stolen base in there. He's just absolutely feeling it. He's 52 hundo. Interesting piece of a Red Sox stack. Not a one-off, but an interesting piece of a Red Sox stack if you want to look that direction. If you're fading Tyler Anderson, Wilson Contreras at 49 is in play for you as well. Saving some cash, your man Mercedes is 4,100 bucks against Keller. He had the day off on Wednesday, so I'd expect him back in that White Sox lineup at 41 hundo. Good point for the upside. Brings to the table for you as well. A few others to take a peek at on this slate. You got the likes of Zach Collins at 33 if Mercedes isn't in there. Look at Collins at $3,300. Omar Narvaez at 32. Big fan of him in his situation there. He's been swinging a good bat. Price tag's coming up a bit, but if you want to save some cash, he's one of my cheaper options. I like a lot, 32 hundo. You can take a look at him. Below 3K, though, it gets a little more interesting. If Dom Nunez cracks the Colorado lineup, you got him at 3,100. You could do that one. A few others to take a peek at below 3K. Not a lot standing out. So see what lineup's coming. Maybe Luis Torrens gets the start, but I'm not looking to fade Berríos. So right now it's Dom Nunez. It's kind of the cheapest option I'm looking at. I like Omar Narvaez as well. Otherwise, you might be paying up today on the pitching department, which is very, very different than the huge. First base position, you got Jose Abreu at 55. You can definitely go there. The White Sox, big-time stack versus Keller. They're in a great spot here. Abreu is a good piece of that as well. A few others to take a look at. You got the likes of Hunter Dozier's back. I mentioned him. I'll probably pass there. Go down guys like Christian Walker and Coors at 47. I like that. Love me some Trey Boo Boo. If you're not playing E-Rod, Trey Boo Boo at 4,500. Mountcastle's at 44. Mountcastle's first base outfield eligible. Mancini only first base. So Mancini at 45 is a good look if you're fading E-Rod. And the other thing is if E-Rod doesn't go as long as people, as they're saying he's going to go, get a lot of that Boston bullpen, which you can definitely exploit. So a guy like Trey Mancini is a fun one for you in that one as well. A few other ones to take a look at on this Thursday slate for you. Miguel Sano, if you're fading, Marco Gonzalez at 4K does bring some upside. CJ Cron still below 4,000 in Coors. He's 3,800 bucks. So you can target that as well for some savings in Coors Field. Bobby Dalbec, if you're playing tournaments, has to break out eventually. He's 35 versus Harvey. So that's an interesting GPP type play for you. A few others as you get cheaper. Williams Astudillo at 32. If you're looking to punt, Andrew Vaughn's 3K if he cracks the lineup. Another guy that I really believe is going to break out eventually is first base outfield eligible in Vaughn. And Keller's a great guy to do it with at $3,000. Other than that, I don't see a whole lot. They're starting to finally get their DK pricing figured out. There's about a million punts to target. So it's like 3K. There's not this past week has been a bunch of guys below 2K. Now it's getting a little harder to find them, which is good. It makes us make some stronger lineups. So I like that quite a bit. Second base position, Whit Merrifield's up to 61 hundo. I love Whip. That's getting a little cray-cray, folks. A little crazy. Ryan McMahon's up to 45. I love it if he's in there. It sucks they finally caught up to the pricing there, but 4,500, don't mind that. Second base, third base, eligible in his matchup. A few others down below 4K. Ty France, I'll keep playing him in tournaments. I know Berríos is out there, but France at 38 brings GPP upside. Don't hate that. Adam Frazier leading off for Pittsburgh against Jake Arrieta at 37. Love fading Arrieta. So Pittsburgh, I'm not looking to stack them a ton, but an interesting look in that scenario. A few others to take a look at on this slate at the second base position. You got the likes of Jorge Polanco hitting in the middle of that Minnesota lineup at 35. I could go there in that situation. 3,500 bucks, not bad at all. Jeff McNeil, if he's hitting in a better spot, I'd be a big fan of that, but batting seventh makes it very difficult to play some Jeff McNeil, but I do like him at 3,400 if he's in a good spot in the order. Jazz Chisholm's 33. I liked it when he was 28, but Garrett Hampson's still 3,200 bucks. He hit second on Tuesday. He let off on Wednesday. If he's back in the lineup, especially towards top of the order, 3,200 bucks for a second base outfield, I'm on board with that one. Keep an eye on Nick Madrigal of Chicago. I liked him a little bit when he was leading off, but now they moved him back down in the order on Wednesday. He's 3K. If he's towards the top again, a little more appealing for me in that matchup. Other than that, pretty much maxes out our second base position. Let's head to third base on this one. You got Devers at 54 versus Matt Harvey. Devers, he's always a slow starter every single season. So just be patient. It's coming. If you want to roll the dice at 54, no problem with that at all. Luis Arias at 51, probably not paying that much for him. He doesn't bring the power upside you need at that price point. Chris Bryant is swinging a good bat at 53. I won't completely ignore that. Just not a guy I'm looking to pay 53 for. I'd rather gamble on Moncada, who's struggling at 46, play Ryan McCann at 45, than a Chris Bryant at 53, or I just pay 100 more for Devers at 54. So those are the kind of things I'd look to do there. Going down farther on the 4K range of things, it's not like Jake Lamb batted second on Wednesday for Chicago. I'm not running to play Jake Lamb at 4,100, but something to keep in mind. I'd honestly rather play Asdrubal Cabrera and Coors at 42, first base, third base eligible for Arizona, or Travis Shaw at 4K, the mayor of Ding Dong City, against Adam Wainwright. Shaw's been swinging a decent bag. He's playing every day in the middle of that Milwaukee order at 4K. I could see that being a decent play if you're looking for a little bit of money to save. 4K is really not bad at all. If you're fading E-Rod, Mykel Franco at 37, like, I love stacking Baltimore. It's one of those, like, I think I might have in my three, I might have E-Rod in like one lineup possibly. I might not have them at all. I got to keep doing more research on that. But I really think I'm going to have to get some Baltimore exposure because they're usually decently cheap, not super cheap right now, but decently cheap. And when they get to thumping, they get to thumping. If that wind's blowing out in Camden, where the ball already flies out, you got my attention. We're going to say that much. You definitely got my attention. Bobby Dalbec at 35 in that same matchup in Baltimore, this time versus Matt Harvey. Other than that, not a whole lot below the 3K range at initial blush. Like, if Matheson cracks the Arizona lineup, he's 28. Not sure you want to go there. Luis Urias should be starting shortstop for Milwaukee. He's third base shortstop eligible at 28. Not sure you want to go there. Keep an eye on in the lineups, see what pops. Something should. Perdomo, we'll get to shortstop here. Shortstop, Xander Bogaerts at 57. Don't mind that if you're paying up. I'm a big fan of Bogaerts, a big fan of Boston. I'm a big fan of that Boston-Baltimore game in general. So you can have some fun with that. Javi Baez slowly getting the back going. He's 52. You got Trevor Story and Coors at 51. All great plays if you're paying. All the way up top, Lindor at 42 is not bad. If you want to, I'd rather almost pay up for the stories, Baez and Bogaerts of the world, but Lindor can always get it going if you're feeling that need to play him. I don't know, like Kevin Newman, if he's towards the top of the Pittsburgh lineup, he's 36, second base shortstop eligible. I could go that direction. You got Jazz Chisholm at 33. Again, I'd love to see him a little bit cheaper. That'd be better. Perdomo from Arizona is 3K. Not doing a whole lot, but still starting shortstop, $3,000 in Coors Field. At least worth a discussion point if you're looking to punt. But I'm actually very happy with the DraftKings pricing. There's like nothing below 3K. And even the guys around 3K aren't like obvious plays like they've been in past days. So this is good. This is good. We're going to have to start making some interesting decisions. And I'm a big fan of that. That's what the Slack chat's for. If you want to get in the Slack chat, it's free. Hit me up with your email. We'll take care of you. Good stuff there. All right, let's talk about your outfield position. Now you got Whit Merrifield. 61 hundo, a guy to man, I love playing him, but that price point is tough to love. Tough love there with Whit. A few other ones to take a peek at, though. JD Martinez keeps crushing. He's got Matt Harvey tonight at 56. Yes, sign me up for that. Lou Bob at 55, don't hate it, but give me some JD at 56. Nelly Cruz versus the lefty at 54, definitely in play as well. Love JD. Love Christian Yelich at 52. I think he gets overlooked in this range. Had a nice 18 points on Wednesday, stolen base, three hits. Been putting together some nice at-bats of late. Gets Wainwright and company. I can definitely see going that route in that game. A few others. You know, you always got Blackman and Coors. Ketel Marte and Coors at 5K and 4,900 respectively. Go that direction if you need to go Coors. But when you're there, you could, you know, get a lower owned, possibly Yelich or somebody if you want to fade Coors. If you're stacking Coors, they're great plays. And I think Marte is even a good one-off play if you're not stacking Coors. Going down cheaper, though, Mountcastle at 44. Talked about him earlier. Alex Verdugo got the day off on Wednesday. Should be back at the top of that Boston lineup. He's 42 versus Harvey. Cedric Mullins leading off for Baltimore at only 41 is great. He went deep on Wednesday, leading off, playing some really good ball. So at 41, I like that a lot. In Coors, you got Peralta at 4K. Buxton still only 4,000 against Marco Gonzalez. I'm going to keep playing Buxton when he's priced like that. That's beautiful. Some more discounts. Anthony Santander went deep on Wednesday. Switch hitter, 38 hundo. Love me some Santander, so keep him on your radar. 17 points on Monday. No, that was Sunday. I'm trying to do math in my head. 70 points on Sunday. Big double-digit night on Wednesday, so keep a track on Santander at 38 as a nice value. Adam Eaton, if he's at the top of the Chicago lineup, if you're looking to stack Chicago at 37, he becomes a play in a stack, not in a one-off, just in a stack. Tapio is back leading off at 37, so keep an eye on him. He's not leading off every day, though. That lineup keeps switching around. It's a, it keeps you on your toes, that's for sure. Some cheaper plays. Brandon Nimmo leading off at 34. Do like that with the Mets. That's a good cash game play against Nick Neidert and the Marlins bullpen with Mr. Nimmo. You got Hampson at 32. Talked about, I love that play. Gregory Polanco is only 31 hundo. Slow start to the season after a really good spring. Was just disappointing. But he's got Jake Arrieta today. He's 3,100 bucks. That's not a bad GPP value. Dylan Carlson's 3K, but it's Corbin Burns, so be careful. Lowe Kane had a big game on Wednesday. 32 points, double donged it up. He hadn't played in 4 days, came out with some authority. If he's in the lineup, he's 3K versus Waino on Thursday, so he's on the radar. I mentioned Andrew Vaughn earlier at 3K. Avisel Garcia is only 2,900 bucks. You get some cheap Milwaukee exposure with Kane, Garcia, to see who's in the lineup. Yeah, maybe both, maybe one. Get some fun with that. Other than that, Jake Caves, 27. I don't know, lefty-lefty if we want to go there. Kyle Isbell is only 26 for Kansas City. I do like that as a value play. He just keeps doing it. And then, of course, if Sam Hilliard's in the lineup, he's only 2,500 bucks. Like, you play him in cash. You probably play him in GPPs. That's probably the biggest mispricing still on the slate is Sam Hilliard still $2,500. That's a big boo-boo by DraftKings. All right, recapping your pitching real quick on this slate. You got Berrios and Burns up top. Give me Burns over Berrios, but both very, very good. If you can find a way to get both, I'd be a big fan because I think there's so much ahead of the pack on this slate. But give me Burns over Berrios if I have to, but both really good. I think Burns will be the popular one of the two as well. So if you want to be different, you go Berrios. I think Lance Lynn's a good third in the three amigos up top there. Definitely does not have the ceiling those two have, but has a better floor probably than Burns and potentially similar to Berrios. So keep that in mind. E-Rod is the one to watch for the news on Thursday because if there's legit, I'd say 90-plus pitch upside at $7,900, he's interesting. At the same time, Baltimore could shellack him. So it's a GPP-only play with E-Rod, but I'm intrigued. So we've seen E-Rod give up 4 runs before but strike out like 10 guys and get you the DK points you're looking for, especially on a slate like this where there's not a ton of aces. Offense should be able to be found. It makes E-Rod very appealing. Then you got John Gray and Coors at 7K, and you got Tyler Anderson at 66 against the Cubs. Those are your two punts. So it's going to be, you're going to want to try to stay with the Berrios, Burns, Lynn section if you want. I can see the more we talk about the slate, a Taijuan Walker at 77 becomes slightly appealing. He never does it for me. Just never does it for me. Every once in a while, he has a good start. He does. I mean, he gets a good start once in a while. As a whole, just can't do it consistently enough for me to like and trust. I try to take my stability at pitching the best I can, unless I'm punting cheap. 77 is not cheap for me. I can pay 200 more with the upside of E-Rod. Might be more volatile, but he's got the upside. I like to go that direction. If you're stacking it up, love Boston. Kind of like in Baltimore. Love the White Sox in this one. You can't not like the White Sox in this one. Milwaukee's very intriguing as well. And then you got Coors, obviously. Mets, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. That's what I say. There's not a lot of great pitching. Lots of ways to go. But Coors is obviously the top if you can get there. But Boston, White Sox, Milwaukee, those are probably my next three. And maybe sprinkle in some Baltimore with that Boston game. Like that quite a bit. All right. So we get a quick hits in there. We got a quick hits Thursday edition in the books. Check me out on Twitter at BDintric. If you can give a rate and review of the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would really appreciate it on iTunes. If you'd like to watch this face for radio, go to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. I'll be back with you guys on Friday with another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. But for now, listen to Benched with Bubba. That's my season-long fantasy show. Dropping a new one on Thursday with Carlos Marcano of Pitcher List and other great sites. So enjoy that one. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 8th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.